From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. With all the recent rain and the fire hazard rating now listed as low to moderate in some areas of our region, you might be asking when you can have a campfire again. The short answer, not yet. A restricted fire zone was put into place by the Ministry of Natural Resources for our region on June 1st. Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte says while they're taking things day to day, there's no timeline in place for the restricted fire zone. He says with rain comes lightning strikes, which can be buried under the forest floor for up to a week.
What we're doing is monitoring these areas and ensuring that these lightning strikes don't turn into fires. Despite all that precipitation, that's one of the reasons this RF set is up, so we can limit the amount of lightning and human-caused fires at the same time.
Open-air burning, including campfires, is not allowed in any restricted fire zone. Over four weekends this summer, the Porquis Pleasure Horse Club offers horseback competitions in the fairground in that community. Organizer Jennifer Fry says riders from as far afield as Kapuskasing and New Liskeard go up against the clock in several types of races.
We see racers from ages just starting on the horses up to the older people in their 50s, 60s. The ages are all very in different varieties.
Audio of our full interview contains all the details. It's over on our website. The amount of money Canadians owe compared to what they make is on the rise. StatsCan says the proportion of household credit market debt compared to disposable income rose to 184.5% in the first quarter of the year. That amounts to $1.85 in debt for every dollar of disposable income. The annual yard sale behind the district hospital next Thursday will sell a wide range of items it no longer needs, with the money going towards things it does need. Hospital Foundation Manager of Donor Relations Barb McCormick says among the items for sale is a lot of furniture and a still functional industrial-sized dryer that's been replaced. The foundation is not accepting donations of private sale items.
It's going to be a large enough lot of equipment and furniture and other supplies that we would not be able to support anything else from the community.
Sales hours are 7 until 5 in the parking lot behind the hospital. Cash is the preferred form of payment, although McCormick says debit and credit will also work. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.